Today we're going to talk about the Boone Municipal Band, the longest performer, I think, been around a long time. Chris Druckenmiller is now the director
for
Emetrius.
For about 6 years now, yeah.
6 years. And Jill Lutz is here because she does a lot of the PR work for you.
Yes.
She keeps track of all of that stuff.
Yes,
and
she
also
does.
Plays, by the way.
Yes.
One of the many members of the band. So, first of all, thanks for taking some time to come in. I know we had to hold off until the end of the regular high school season, I'm calling
yes,
it.
Yeah.
Got done with concerts a week ago.
Yes, thank you for having me, by the way. It's good to be back here. Yeah, we just had our last couple performances at the high school, and now my attention is a little more toward the municipal band.
And you've already been having rehearsals, though, starting
The last week of April.
Start
yep, so we've had like four rehearsals by now.
Monday. So everybody's right on.
Oh, I mean, they were ready from the first rehearsal, but we just had a few more to make sure. You know.
All right. So let's talk about returning. I mean, because one of the things is every year you have a few people that go or retire out or just move away.
Yep. It's a living group. We have to work a little bit every year to make sure the instrumentation works out. But we got a couple band directors in the group, and that goes a long way because we can draw upon a certain pool.
Well, that's the one thing I was going to say. It's probably one of the municipal bands we've got around here that have more band directors in it than just about any. I mean, you've had a lot of fun over the years, again, having all these directors.
And we get them from all over. We have some from South Hamilton, I know. We have some from Woodward. Some from kind of around the area.
So they come in. We have actually, you have an association or a, basically you've got a club or what is it? The Association Municipal Band. Do we have a group, a president?
Of the band.
Yes.
Yeah,
the band
sorry,
itself.
Yes. I thought you were talking bigger intermunicipal band style. No.
We
ourselves have a board. We have a president. We vote every year on that stuff.
Okay.
Yep. Jason Paul's our new president.
Okay. So we got that going. Then we have a whole separate group that does municipal band too.
Right.
The
we
festival.
Have a festival.
The festival, yeah.
Group. And we've been working on putting the festival together, and we are looking already in good shape for that. So that will be the second Saturday of July. So July 8th this year.
So fast. This is actually kind of a short season for you, isn't it?
It feels like it's because of that fifth Wednesday in May.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Seems like it.
Yep.
Anyway. It's always, you always start the last Wednesday.
Yes.
So the 31st is going to be it. And then let's talk a little bit about what you're doing in rehearsal. What kinds of things are we going to hear this year? What's happening?
Yeah. So I was really excited this year. I've been inspired by performers that I like and enjoy to watch. So we're going to zhuzh things up a little bit this year. I have an exciting intro planned, and then we have many themes and different things going on. Some of the highlights are going to be lots of medleys from movies and songs that people should recognize.
Okay. Gotta always have some marches, though.
Oh, it marches every other song, you know? I know what the audience likes.
Is it Leroy Anderson?
Leroy Anderson's one of my favorites, yes. But we play a lot of Carole King marches,
And we've got some of our own that have been written for the band.
Yeah, and that's a really cool thing. At our 4th of July performance this year, we're going to make it more about a local, about our town. And we have almost a full concert just based on pieces that were written for us or by our members.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really impressive that we have that kind of rich history in our band.
Everything from the Pavilion March on.
Oh, man. Yeah. And let me tell you, the Pavilion March is a little faster than it used to be, I think. So we're cooking.
We had in one week off in there for Big Band?
Yes. The last week of June, right?
Right. I have the Big Band down on Wednesday, June 28th, is the Boone Big Band concert. So we'll yield the Pavilion to them and let them play their swing songs and... We'll be there every Wednesday in June. On Wednesday, June 21st, we're going to have a kids' concert in cooperation with the Erickson Public Library.
Okay. So bringing in more, collaborating with a lot.
Yeah, and I love this collaboration. Like, who better to partner with than the library? Like, this is just going to be a great thing for both of us.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're actually going to be part of their summer reading program. So Wednesdays in June, we have a concert every Wednesday in June at 7:30 at the Pavilion, and library staff will be there to get your attendance counted toward the summer reading program.
Okay.
We'll also be at their kickoff carnival on Monday, June 5th. So we're going to try to get out and get our schedule out there and get more people to come to the Pavilion for... And the library uses the Pavilion for some of their own concerts.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got a couple of Thursday concerts. So if you enjoy going on Wednesday night, you can go back on Thursday night.
Yeah. They get, they'll have different people come out. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jake, who knows, you know, like that. And they'll have, they have a pretty good time.
Right. So we'll be partnering with them and, like I said, promoting each other's concerts. And I think we had a kids concert before the pandemic, and I remember telling Chris, if we really want to make this a kids concert, we should get our children's librarian, Zach Steer, involved.
Yeah.
And so he's probably going to do a story time, and we'll be playing more kid-friendly songs. So we will have him on hand to, you know, have some activities for the kids.
Mm-hmm. That will be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it.
Well, now, tell me, when are we going to start? Because they do a lot of reading books. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about reading music.
Yes, of course.
They could do that.
I have a good anecdote for this.
Okay.
I have a music theory class at the high school, and the kids all think that they should get reading, foreign language, and like an art credit for this class because it really is all three put together.
You got them all. It's, well, and I, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only brushed by that maybe in college one time. One time way back when. In the olden days, are you going to be having the ice cream socials going on? Do you have people lined up for that? What's going to happen there?
Yes, every concert we do have, I believe, a church even. Some of that faded away during the pandemic, but we've got all of our concerts filled with the ice cream pandemic. Ice cream concert.
No pandemic.
And then we also have the, on Tuesday, July 4th, we'll have the meal with the VFW.
Yes.
So okay. They do that on the 4th of July. Our patriotic local concert followed up by the City of Boone fireworks. So, I mean, we're fortunate to have that here in Boone on the 4th. I'm not even sure Ames has something like that on the 4th. So you can do it all here in Boone. Get your patriotic fill and fireworks.
So, and that's, it is, that's always been one of those that I remember when it first started. It was, well, let's give this a try and see how it goes. And it's just, everybody keeps coming
back.
People
love our concert on the 4th of July. Yes. It's a hit.
So, and we got a lot. You got a lot of regulars that keep coming. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is letting more people know.
Yeah.
This is a great way to come out. And, you know, we always talk about kids out there. Most of them are over on the playground.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah. And we've been around for more than 100 years here in Boone. There's been a municipal band performing. So, you know, we've been here for a while, but we want to, you know, get, you know, new families to our shows as well.
Exactly.
Okay. So pretty well set for membership and everything this year.
And now, definitely.
Do you still accept others yet? Because most of them you want in here for all your rehearsals.
Right. So, I mean, if anyone is interested, they can always reach out to us. And we've had a lot of people reach out to us. It does get a little trickier as the season goes on. Now, if it's now, someone comes up to me, I would likely say something about probably looking at next year.
Yeah.
Always happy to take in people. And half our trumpet section seems new this year. And so, like, we always are having openings.
Sure. There always are. And you always have a number of students that come.
Yes, which
come out of the high school. And now some are juniors, I think.
We have I think our youngest we have is a freshman in high school.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, but probably one of your better.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have some.
I don't invite just any freshmen.
Do you ask them if they're interested?
I do, yeah. Okay. If we're looking for a certain spot and I happen to know someone who's talented and motivated and someone fit that bill, and we put them right in this year. So, and they are already contributing in a really positive way.
I think from what I remember over the years, there's been a few that have come in pretty well become mainstays in there too.
Yep. I mean, this kid became director, right?
If you do, you play your cards right.
That's right.
Director. But you got to work at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, that's it is so much fun from your standpoint as a director, because you do have other band directors in yes. there, but you got a lot of musicians that have
yes.
a lot of hours performing. And is it still fun to get there and get in rehearsal and when you start doing that and pulling out these pieces and let's get together and see?
Yeah, it's always fun, and that's why we do this. And I actually thanked the band yesterday for that, because they don't have to be here. This is not something that we're forcing anyone to do. They want to spend their time doing this. They want this experience. And I am just thankful to be able to facilitate that experience in an enjoyable way for people.
Okay. And how are we with geography this year?
I think we're going to be 100%.
Okay.
I do want to say in that regard that last year we asked the CVB to contribute mm-hmm. bags to give to out-of-state visitors.
Sure.
And we are going to continue that again this year. Okay. So we thank them for contributing that. And we just kind of wanted to, if you're here from out of town, here are some other things you can do. And just kind of thank people for also coming to our concerts. Yeah. So.
Little gift bag too. Here's yep. what we've got going on yep. here. So.
And my promise to the band is, if we get all 50 states represented in one summer, we'll go on a 50 state tour.
I think
bags are going to help it
be
happen.
Careful what you wish for.
I mean, I think they asked, the CVB asked at the end of the year, so how many states were there? I think we were in the 20s. Halfway there.
Yeah, I think 27 was our number.
Yeah. So it all adds up over the course of the summer.
And a couple countries. Yeah.
Because we always have somebody.
Sometimes we have some ringers. Sometimes we have some surprises.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you get some former members that make a return. Come back just to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the concert.
That's always really fun. Yep.
It's okay. So band on Wednesdays, what are we talking? Time, Herman Park. Bring your lawn chairs, because...
Otherwise, there's just some bleachers and some picnic tables. Yeah.
Right. We'll kick things off Wednesday, May 31st at 7:30, and then we'll have concerts every Wednesday in June, and then things in July. We do that Tuesday concert on the 4th.
Yep.
We do our Saturday Iowa Municipal Band Festival, and then Wednesday, July 12th is our final concert back to that 7:30 time.
And as we get closer to the Municipal Band Festival, we'll...
I can share a few details on that. We will start with Ames and end with Boone.
As always.
As always. And it's our 31st festival this year. We have a band with a first appearance, the Iowa Western Community Band. I believe they're out of Council Bluffs.
All right.
We have a corporate band, the Collins Concert Band out of Cedar Rapids, the Rockwell Collins Group. And I know I had a brother that was an engineer. I think you have a sister.
I have a sister that worked there, yeah.
Both involved with band. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I think they would have... Been there to play in the band.
Yeah.
A lot of those engineers enjoy being in bands. We have a New Horizons band. That would be a senior citizen band out of Ames.
I think they've been here before.
Yeah. We have a legacy band.
Okay.
That's a new category. We have three bands that really have, they want to come to every festival. They apply every year. They're pretty close. We kind of rotate them through. So our legacy band this year is Ballard, and then we also have Urbandale and Greater Des Moines, and some of those years, this year we actually had 12 bands apply, so we had to turn away 4 bands, and some of those years when we had leaner numbers, when we only had, 8-9 bands apply, Ballard, Urbandale, and Greater Des Moines are always interested in coming, so we're going to kind of rotate them through. We also have the Iowa Military Veterans Band coming.
Okay. That's a crowd.
Yeah. And they're a good group to have come. And then also on the small group side for the festival, we actually do have that all filled up already.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the Boone Jazz Trio, Dave Swenson, Dave Richardson, and Steve O'Brien.
That'd be a good one.
They're going to come play 2 or 3 slots.
All former members of the band.
I was going to say, yeah, they've all had a chair.
Or a podium.
Or a podium. I was going to say, yeah, how do we say Dave? So,
and then we have the Dixieland Jazzers out of Des Moines. And I think this is just a group that they like to play Dixieland. And they heard about us, and they're going to come play a couple of sets. And then we also have a low brass group out of Des Moines that's going to come and play a couple of sets. So we do have the 8 bands and the 7 small group slots filled. So it should be a day full of music.
And then, when we get closer to it, we'll find out all about the food and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, And that is one of the things too, having the ice cream socials. It does make it give you that old community feel.
It does, yeah. We really appreciate how those churches come out, and they are excited about serving the food and ice cream. And our audience loves being served food and ice cream. So
they do.
And the band loves getting the leftovers afterwards.
When everything's done and whatever's left. And they always seem to have a few extra pies out there, so that's okay.
They must hide them for the band, you know.
Okay. So now, who's your script writer for...
for the concert
for you, yeah,
that would be me. Yes, okay, okay. Yes, and I'm really excited about getting to flex my hosting muscles some more.
All right, so we got all our sound system working and a little bit.
Yep,
good.
Okay. Yep. Well, it's been spotty at times, but yeah, it's working.
I know that one of the things that you always recognize, you know, take the time again on the geography part, but we always get a lot of other. Times where you get a lot of interaction with the audience. So come on out and be a part of it.
Yeah, and that's been something that I've kind of explored and it has been really successful is like quizzing the audience or just like involving the audience. It's a lot of fun for me because I like having that interaction. It keeps them more engaged and it gives them something to listen for. Like, you know, it's like we're playing a medley. How many different songs can you catch? You know, something like that.
I usually lose count of.
Yeah. But and a couple times there have been some tough questions, but we had some ringers in the audience that...
They knew.
Yeah, and our concerts are free, and we play at the pavilion, and you can, you know, come by on your bicycle if you're riding your bike that night, or you can walk over if you live in the neighborhood, or if you're coming home from some other event, you can stop by and just listen for a little bit. So we do, you know,
want...
You know, if you're out and about during the summer, you know, remember us on Wednesdays in June, and...
And you can hear it.
Mm-hmm. And this band plays so well. We've only been here for 4 weeks. We are just ripping through music. Mm-hmm. It's one of those sad things where it's like you work almost a whole semester on a piece with a high school band, and then this band plays it in like one or two run throughs. It's like, like I'm glad that they're good.
Well, they are good, and I know one of the things you've done over the last couple of years. Every once in a while, you get a pretty. Not in the easiest piece to play.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, you give them some challenges.
Yeah, I love a piece with a good mixed meter that's not exactly square counting. And that we have to usually work on a little bit, but people usually catch on to the energy of it. And that's what keeps me engaged, too. Like, I have to challenge myself a little bit, but we have fun in different areas, yeah.
Yeah, and when they get together... They're good.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, yeah.
All right. Easy enough to do. And I know David always said we got room for 5,000, give or take. Let's bring out your lawn chairs and find out, because people will set up all around. Mm-hmm. And again, we've talked about before we started, it seems like this first Wednesday in May always is really raw.
The weather is always an interesting
last year
one.
Was. But I can remember some of them have been okay.
Yeah,
yeah. You know.
Apparently last year was cold. I don't remember cold. I remember when it's rainy.
Yeah. And we are under the pavilion, so if it does start to rain or sprinkle, we're already, you know, just pull a little closer.
Tighten up, exactly.
And how much fun is it in the pavilion?
Oh, the pavilion's beautiful. It's got great acoustics, and it's just a good setting for everyone to be in. It's always, like we said, it's shaded, so it's never too hot under there. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. One of the things, like, from the municipal band, no matter what size of band you have in there, they all love that pavilion. Mm-hmm. We'll come and play again.
Yep. And I'm really excited for some of these new pieces that I've been looking in our library and just looking for older pieces. And, boy, we have found some real cool ones. So I'm excited to hear them ringing in that pavilion.
All right. First concert coming up on the 31st?
Correct.
7:30.
All right. Chris Truckenmiller, director of the Boone Municipal Band.
Fifth in line for Mayor Boone.
Fifth in line. Okay. He's here. He joins us today. And what, your 1 week off will be on the last Wednesday in June?
It will be a week off for some because that Boone Big Band concert will be playing. And, you know, come out and attend if you want to hear some great music, and we'll get you checked off on your library reading program bingo card as well.
Yep, okay. The Boone Big Band is directed by Tammy Kaufman, and I have been invited to play, so I actually get to play an instrument this time around.
Welcome back.
Thank you. But I think I'll be on Barry Sax, so that's a fun one for me.
Okay, all right. And again, that's just one of, and then maybe we'll have some dancers from Iowa State.
Heck yeah.
You never know. You never know. They get invited, I know, all the time. Uh-huh. So look forward to seeing it. Again, starting on Wednesday the 31st out at Herman Park Pavilion. Come on out and enjoy your Boone Municipal Band.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.